is in town today.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Yodeling Boy, he's going to perform at the Knoxville Walmart.
He better stick with the hits and what got him famous. He better yodel. He better sing Lovesick Blues.
Where'd you go this week?
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Mason Ramsey sticks to his roots, okay? He's not the kind of guy. He's not going Taylor Swift on
it. Yeah, that's exactly what his new single sounds like.
Well, he's trying to branch out.
Well, that's fine. He didn't stay to his roots. He branched out immediately. The first chance he got, he branched out.
On 1340 WKGN.
Did you hear how quick that happened, Ben Lee? He stuck to his roots and he branched out in the same sentence.
You can stick to your roots and still branch out. That's what trees do. I mean, that's what trees do.
Hour 3 in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, brought to you by MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code Knoxville. They will match your deposit 100% up to $1,000. You play, you win, you get paid. You can also bet on your fantasy team. Bet on some fantasy players that you have. How many points they score, what their statistics will be, play some props that they have over at MyBookie, the official sportsbook of Fan Run Radio. Hour 3 headlines, Cody McClure, collision course right now.
Okay, thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Back, baby. You can't kill him.
Returning as the Dolphins' starting quarterback.
You can't kill him. Fitzmagic, baby.
He's like a cockroach. You just can't kill him.
You can't.
Is that a good example?
Yeah.
You can kill a cockroach.
No, you can't.
Oh, is that the – okay.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, cockroaches apparently can survive atomic bombs. Like, everyone's like, you can't kill them.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you get on top of one and, like, step on them, like, you could probably kill them, but
– maybe they just regenerate.
That's what the saying – that's how the saying goes.
Sounds like the Titans need to trade for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, maybe so.
We've had him before.
Oh.
We've done that song and dance before.
Didn't work
he
out.
He wants to come back.
What Ryan Fitzpatrick would always do that year was extra frustrating because – we would always be sort of kind of in the game, and then we'd have one final drive where Fitzpatrick could win the game for us, and he would turn the ball over every time.
Yeah, well.
And it would just be so frustrating. Like, he would come in, like, okay, here we go. Ah, Fitzpatrick fumbles. Damn it.
Yeah, props to Ryan Fitzpatrick for staying around the league.
Ryan Fitzpatrick's probably the third best quarterback we've had since. Let me see how I'd rank the Titans quarterbacks. Steve McNair, number one. Number two, Matt Hasselbeck. Number three, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Number four, Marcus Mariota. And then the 1 year of Kerry Collins might be actually number four. And then Mariota's at five. Hmm. Bring back Fitzmagic, please.
Well, Fitzmagic.
You know, I've been looking for a veteran stopgap. Maybe we just sign Ryan Fitzpatrick next year.
I mean, he's always around. He'll start Sunday against the Bills. The move sends Josh Rosen to the bench. He started Miami's last three games.
He is always around, and he is always available. He's always a free agent. You can always get Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, anytime you need him.
No one wants to marry him. They just want to mess around for a little bit. Then we're going to go back to we're going to find a young guy to replace you, old man.
He's the whore of the NFL. Everybody's got his phone. Everybody's got his number.
NFL's bicycle.
The bicycle, yep. That's right. Everybody's had a ride. Everybody's got his phone number. They do, though. You know, I guarantee you, every GM's got Ryan Fitzpatrick's phone number. Just call him up. Hey, we need you this week.
I'm pretty sure you could do
it. Everybody's emergency contact.
He plays for every team twice a year.
You could probably find a connection with Ryan Fitzpatrick to every team in the NFL in like 2 degrees of separation.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody has played with Ryan Fitzpatrick on your team, no matter what team you play for. Maybe in the XFL, too. I don't know. Man, he's going to be so good in the XFL when he's like 42. He's still going to be out there throwing bombs.
He just infects every team. Every time a team below 500 throws an interception, you can tie it back to Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He went to Harvard, you know.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, that's what they always talk about with him, yeah.
Why?
Why did he go to Harvard?
I mean,
why
is
talk about
he doing something else?
He makes $8, $10, $12 million a year playing football. I mean, that's a pretty good job.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all.
Wasting his brain, though.
He doesn't get hit, bro. He's a gunslinger. As soon as he gets the ball, he's throwing it.
No, I just mean
Fitzpatrick ain't taking sacks. He's just launching it.
I just mean he's wasting his brain. He could be curing cancer or something, you know? He could be doing something.
Well, he's super smart. So, like, if he gets a little CTE, he'll just revert to normal person.
Yeah.
So
he's got more margin for error. His CTE just puts him on level with us.
No, I guess that
you can
sense.
Survive with $80 million in the bank with our education.
Yeah, yeah, you certainly can.
If you can be as smart as us and still have $80 million, you take that.
Yeah, well, props to him. He's starting this week in the Dolphins game. Alex Smith revealed, speaking of bad quarterbacks.
Oh, man.
He,
speaking of average quarterbacks,
he reveals that he has had 17 operations on a broken leg he suffered last year with the Redskins. 17 operations.
That seems like a lot. Although, I take that back, because I was going to say that seems like a lot to try to play football again, but I don't think that's what he was doing. He was having all these surgeries to try to, like, save his leg, right? Wasn't he in danger of losing his leg?
Yeah, I think so at one time.
So, like, he probably wasn't having all these surgeries just to, like, try to play football again. He was probably having a lot of those just to make sure that he didn't lose his leg, so.
Well, he says he's still planning to play again.
Okay.
Alex Smith seeking a return to the NFL.
I mean, I'm rooting for him. I hope he can do it. It worked for Teddy Bridgewater. Now, granted, Teddy Bridgewater was probably a decade younger, but all right.
Alex Smith revealed while speaking at an event for medical professionals in Virginia that he had had 17 surgeries on his broken leg since last November. He had the surgeries to remove tissue resulting from an infection in the fibula and tibia following the initial surgery. So he had an initial surgery on the gruesome leg injury, and then he got infected, and he had to have even more. Think about that. Last Thanksgiving, you remember Thanksgiving, where you were at, what you were doing?
Giving thanks. I hope.
Since then, Alex Smith has had 17 leg surgeries.
Ah, yes, finally. I finally found a picture that it would. God, no, I didn't. Oh!
What?
I'm trying to find a picture to update my fantasy football team. And I can't find one that fits the megabyte limit.
Oh, you're changing to. You're changing your name and you're because of me.
Yeah, and I can't. I keep trying to find a picture and I find all these great pictures, but for some reason it won't let me edit it because it's like too many megabytes. I'm like, well then. Just.
This is going to be like, you're going to try to repeat history, and then I'm going to win. It's going to be like a Civil War reenactment where the South wins.
That never happens.
That does in the South, in those Civil War reenactments.
Maybe if I tried on my phone.
They write songs about it. Charlie Daniels has one, I'm pretty sure.
I think that was Hank Williams. I'm sure Charlie Daniels has one, too.
Yeah.
Talking about if the South would have won that one.
We'd have had it made.
No, that was Hank.
If the South.
That kind of makes me feel dirty
just for
saying
liking,
that out.
Liking Hank.
No, I don't really like Hank anymore. I was just saying just for even saying that out loud.
Charlie Daniels got one. Hey, he's got one too. I can't remember
the name of it. I'm sure he's got plenty.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
But that is the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Anyway, so Alex Smith, hope he comes back to the NFL someday. And maybe he could be that stopgap for the Titans. He's a veteran.
Y'all got a good list going now.
Yeah,
he's got a veteran. He didn't lose the leg. I mean, so
yeah. If Alex Smith got healthy, I would take Alex Smith.
So there you go. Could be the.
I need to find a good picture of Drogon burning down King's Landing. That's under 500 millibytes. Cody's fantasy football team is the Cersei Lannister army, so I've switched mine to Dany and Drogon, and I'm coming to burn you down.
I'm going to beat you, and it's going to be what should have happened, how Game of Thrones should have ended.
I'm coming to burn you down.
Cersei on the throne. Nick Saban said former Tennessee coach Butch Jones has done a really, really good job as his offensive analyst, watching film and suggesting what Bama could do better on offense. Saban said Jones is a great person to have in our organization. So he didn't really say much of anything.
Okay.
An Iowa student is accused of using a fake ID to get into a bar. He was arrested. Can you guess what the fake ID was?
McLovin.
It said McLovin.
Was he doing this as a joke? Or was he actually trying to do it?
I don't know.
I feel like it's kind of messed up if he was just trying to do it as a joke and the bouncer took it way too seriously and got mad about it. But, like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Were your little laughs worth it?
He got arrested. A criminal complaint states that 20-year-old Daniel Burleson was in an Iowa City bar. And he was holding an alcoholic drink in his hand early Friday morning when an officer asked him for an ID. He initially refused to give officers his ID. He was then escorted out of the bar where he gave officers his ID, revealing he was underage. When they asked him for his fake ID, he told them he didn't have one. But while he began shuffling through his wallet, police spotted a fake Hawaii ID with the name McLovin. Date of birth, June 3rd, 1981. A great reference, of course, to the movie Superbad. Said he bought the fake ID off Amazon. Charged with... Really? They charged him with possession of a fictitious ID card, which is a misdemeanor. He was released from jail on his own recognizance. But still, you're going to charge him?
Yeah.
You're going to charge him because of the McLovin ID? Come on.
Did he get into the bar with that ID? Or?
Well, somehow or another, he got into the bar. I'm guessing maybe they just didn't card him. That's what I'm guessing. So he got into the bar.
Was he in there drinking? Because I feel like if he was drinking, he kind of...
Yeah, he said he had a drink in his
hand. He had a drink in his hand, yeah. And apparently a cop came up to him and asked him for his ID, which, that would suck. Once you get in the bar, the cop comes up to you.
He's got to look
when
super
does that
young.
Happen?
Yeah, he's got to look super young, and the cop was like, hey,
yeah,
hold
I guess.
On.
For that.
Turns out life is not like super bad, and the cops will not let you hang out with them and go shoot guns. If they catch you, they will just arrest you.
I feel like the cops should at least. They could have at least not charged him. I mean, with the McLovin ID.
Yeah, if you buy it off Amazon, I feel like that's, you know what I mean? Like kind of like a prop.
So you're telling me that, so he got charged with possession of a fictitious ID card. So if we were to order one of those off Amazon, could we be charged with that?
I mean, if you try to use it as your ID, probably.
But how do they know he was trying to use it as his ID?
Because he was underage.
But, I mean, no bouncer's going to actually let you in with that.
It's a misdemeanor. It'll get thrown out, bro.
He shouldn't have been charged.
It's just a little headline.
Can we not laugh at anything anymore in this country?
He won't get in trouble. They'll just get a couple court costs out of him, bro. It's all right. He'll be fine.
Just have a sense of humor. Leanne Walker added 58.
I really thought you were going to go with Leanne Womack there.
No. No. I do remember her, though. From the 90s.
2000s. Bless you.
Leanne Rimes is who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I had a thing for her when I was a kid.
Blue.
That's the only song. It's the only one I know.
Oh, so lonesome for you.
I thought she was a real babe when I was about five.
Over me. She also did How Can I Live.
You sound kind of like an orca.
The theme song from Armageddon.
How can I live? Is it that one?
Mm-hmm. Without you.
You.
Yeah. Except another woman did that too. Was it Leanne Womack? Did she do it too?
How can I live?
There were two versions.
Without you.
Cam, who did the other version of How Can I Live? No, I'm asking you. I do
not know off the top.
Was it Leanne Womack? Did they do Leanne Womack and Leanne Rimes?
I don't know. But Leanne Walker is an LP.
Leanne Womack had I Hope You Dance. That's a good song.
I hope you dance.
Dance is a constant motion.
Dance.
I hope you dance. That was a good song, though. That's pretty inspirational, you know?
I guess.
You don't like I Hope You Dance?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of...
You don't think about it when you...
I don't want to...
You don't think about it when you sit beside the ocean and feel small?
I hope you dance. I mean, I don't want to admit that I...
There's nothing wrong with admitting that you like I Hope You Dance. It's a great song.
I mean, it's...
Did you give me the answer on How Can I Live, Cam?
I don't want to admit it.
How Can I Live?
Can I tell you about Leanne Walker?
Rimes. Who else? Leanne Rimes and who? Trisha Yearwood. Okay, there we go.
I can do without Trisha. Trisha Yearwood.
You don't like Trisha?
Not really. Not a big fan.
I don't know, man. She's in love with the boy. That's a banger. That is a banger.
I don't know. I saw her perform, maybe in her prime. She'd be all right. I saw her perform with Garth.
Yeah.
Like, I was telling you when I saw Garth.
Yeah.
She was, I could have done without her set in the middle.
Yeah, I don't think you judge her just because of Garth bringing her out there to justify giving her X amount of dollars of the budget.
Yeah.
He's just helping his wife out.
Yeah, I guess. I mean.
I just don't think you should trust, just diminish Trisha because of that.
I'm sure she's a good person and everything. I mean, she's obviously a good cook. So, I mean, but
she
I don't
have
I don't,
her cookbook.
Yeah, I mean, but when it comes to country female singers,
I know,
she,
but come on, just
for me, she ranks low.
She might rank low. That's fine, but
she's no Shania Twain.
Okay, right? That's fine. I'm not denying that Shania Twain is much better than Trisha Yearwood.
She's not Sheryl Crow.
As a country singer,
yeah,
yeah, she is.
No,
you consider why do you consider Sheryl Crow a country singer?
She's a little country. They played her Cheryl on the country Crow? Charts. I mean, she
like goes, I know she had Picture.
Well, she moves across genres, but she's a little country.
What songs of hers are country?
They played her on the country station when I was a kid.
Besides Picture, what?
Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
That was Shania Twain.
Okay, that's Shania Twain. Cheryl Crow had. Hang on now, Cheryl Crow. All I Want to Do.
That is not a country
song.
Fun.
That's about California.
And that's not a country song.
What are? Give me some Sheryl Crow songs. They played her on country radio.
If It Makes You Happy, that's
if
not really.
If It Makes You Happy,
that's not a country song.
No, that's a good song.
That is a great song. Every Day Is a Winding Road. Also
every
not.
Every day is a winding road.
You know a lot about Sheryl Crow, except the fact that she's not a country singer.
They played her on country soak radio when
song.
I was a kid.
They played Picture. Her and Kid Rock. They played that.
Soak up the sun.
Another pop. Those are about as prototypical of a country as a pop song as you can have. The songs we just all named.
I swear to God, they played her on country radio.
Don't swear to my God, please.
They did
again.
But
Picture,
I, but now
with
that
Kid
I,
Rock and Sheryl Crow.
I mean, now that I think about it, I mean, you're right. But you know, she opened for the Stones in Central Park.
It's all about the Stones somehow.
She did Wild Horses. That's a country song.
Okay. Sheryl Crow is a good singer. She's not country.
I consider her a little country. She overlaps. Because
she's a white woman?
She overlaps genres.
Okay, yeah. She transcends country music.
She does. I mean, if Garth is country, Sheryl Crow can be country.
My last point about Trisha Yearwood is like, yeah, Shania Twain is much better than her, and there are better country music singers as women than her. I was just going to say, I still think that like... Did they play The First Cut as the Deepest on country music, maybe?
Ooh.
No, that was a pop song.
That's a Rod Stewart cover.
I was just going to say that, you know, She's in Love with the Boy would be
First Cut is the
pretty high on my women in country music songs, though. It's a great song.
I got to think about this Sheryl Crow thing.
You're wrong on this, by the way.
I don't think I am. Well, anyway, Leanne Walker, she got 58.
I don't care about Leanne Walker.
Pinnacles,
take us to break, Kim.
Saturdays are for seltzers.
I have made an egregious mistake. I said that How Can I Live was the Armageddon song. It's the Con Air song. Please note that was just a slip up. I don't know if you guys are the same way as I am, but those movies run together for me. I obviously know the difference in the plot. Con Air,
yeah.
Prisoners, but, Nicolas Cage.
But they're both
John
like,
Malkovich. But they're both like just kind of in the same genre of just like kind of bad, but just great. And you love them. They're kind of sad. There's crying.
They're both on TNT every Sunday.
They're
night.
Both on TNT nonstop. Like, I know the difference between Con Air and Armageddon. They just kind of ran together for me. I know that How Can I Live is the Con Air song. And that I Don't Want to Miss a Thing is the Armageddon song. It's the only Aerosmith song I like.
That's the only Aerosmith song you like?
Besides Walk This Way, I guess, whenever they get in on the remix, I guess. Or who did the first version? Was Run DMC first or Aerosmith first? I guess they did it pretty much at the same time. Or
you don't like Dream On?
Yeah, I like Dream On. But only the Eminem version.
Love in an Elevator?
Nope. No, that one sucks.
Janie's Got a Gun?
Nope. Too graphic.
Crazy?
Crazy's okay.
Crying?
Nope.
You don't like Crying?
Nope.
I Was Crying.
Crazy, though. I like that one.
Yeah. I go crazy.
I like that one.
Aerosmith had a lot of hits for many years.
I love the Rock and Roller Coaster at Disney World. That's one of my favorite roller coasters.
They had a...
But then once you know that the first part is coming, like, spoiler alert, they shoot you off really fast. After you know that's coming, it's not as fun, but it's a fun roller coaster. But please,
Please note, I had a couple people point out, and I feel really embarrassed because, like I said, I know the difference. Sometimes my mouth works faster than my mind on hair. And that's just one of those instances.
Well, I
what do you like better, Con Air or Armageddon? I like Armageddon better.
Yeah, I like Armageddon.
I like both of them. They both have iconic moments.
Armageddon's better.
I think the crazier Nicolas Cage has gotten, the funnier Con Air is. But Armageddon's still a better movie. Like I've said many times on the show, like I cry every time in Armageddon. Every single time. If I've watched more than 5 minutes of it, I'm going to cry at the end. Every single time. When he tells AJ that his only job now is taking care of Gracie, it hits me. Hits me hard.
Does it?
I'm tearing up now just thinking about it. Can you see?
No, not really.
If you're on the camera, you can see. Cam, can you see? There's a tear in my eye. But don't get me wrong, in Con Air, whenever John Malkovich finds the bunny.
Which one is it that has...
My dad!
It's
coming home on July 17th.
It's Armageddon that has Cousin Eddie, right? Randy Quaid? Is that Independence Day? I confuse
that,
Independence Day,
that is Independence Day,
too. Day. Okay.
Have you even seen Armageddon?
I've seen Armageddon. I don't think I've ever actually seen Con Air.
Con Air is the one where they're putting all these convicts on a plane. Convict Air.
Right, and yeah.
And then all the prisoners are taken over.
I think that used to be a hairdryer brand, too.
I think you're right. You know, whenever I say it's your barbecue, Cyrus, that's from Con Air. It's your barbecue, Cyrus. Never seen it, huh? Don't look up the ratings if that's what you're doing, because neither one of them probably have good ratings. They're both bad movies.
It really is a hairdryer brand.
Yeah, it is. I was always really confused about that as a kid.
I don't know how I know that. I remember being a kid and seeing my mom's like hair dryer.
Yeah.
And that pink
yeah.
label.
I think it was blue on my mom's. No, I think it was black with a blue label.
And I was like, wow.
It's just like the movie. Yeah. If you had never seen the movie, so maybe you
didn't.
Maybe
I did
say
see
that.
The movie. I just don't remember it.
Put the bonnet down. Such a great movie.
So you don't think either one of them would have good ratings?
No, I'm guessing both of them have bad ratings.
All right, Con Air, I bet it got to be decent. Con Air, Rotten Tomatoes.
It can't have good ratings. Maybe from the audience, not from the critics, though. It can't.
Well, probably not from the critics, but they can't enjoy anything, you know. So, I mean.
I'm guessing the critics is like in the 40%, maybe like 52%.
55%.
Okay, 52%.
55%. Yeah. Audience score 75.
Audience, of course, loves it. It's a good movie. Armageddon's probably going to be similar. They're similar movies. You ever seen these, Cam?
I have. I actually missed Con Air on a trivia thing yesterday. We had to name like the top five grossing Nicolas Cage movies completely.
Con Air was one of them?
It. Yeah, I think I could.
Top five grossing Nicolas Cage movies?
Yeah.
And Con Air was one of the five?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What about National Treasure? Would that be one of them? Just one of them or both of them?
Both of them.
Who?
What was the
Armageddon? 38%.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably a little bit lower. And what was the audience?
73.
Okay.
So about with Con Air.
So both National Treasures, Con Air.
Nicholas There's Cage. One you'll probably not get. It's animated. I'll give you that hint.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to get it if it's animated, even if you give me that hint. What animated movie was it?
The Croods.
I've never even heard of that. What the hell is The Croods?
It's like a...
Is this like an international movie?
No, it was pretty recent, actually. I want to say it came out like maybe 2013. I guess not that recent. It was like not. I wanted to say mini. It was like.
Okay.
It's just, like Ice Age type people, kind
of. Okay. Yeah. The Croods. Never heard of it. Number five. This is when Cage had a lot of juice. Travolta. Was it Face Off?
No, we put that one. That's well, no, yeah, that one wasn't on there if I remember correctly.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
No. Did Gone in 60 Seconds do big box office numbers?
I don't know. That's the only one I can think of. I don't know a lot of Nicolas Cage movies.
No, yeah, I wasn't it either.
I liked Face Off, though. You ever seen Face Off?
Those are both like the next, like, two. Yeah. That's what we kind of had.
Didn't he have one
Face Off, they switch faces.
Really?
Him and John Travolta switch faces, and Nicolas Cage is a bad guy, and John Travolta's the cop chasing him, and for some reason they thought it makes sense if he would take his face and then try to go and like infiltrate his gang, basically. But then
Nicolas Cage comes back as John Travolta and moves into John Travolta's house with his wife and daughter. And he's like, oh, man, this has really backfired, huh? I've really let the wolf inside the chicken coop.
Sounds like it. Then what happened?
He had to kill himself.
Oh.
Sort of. Spoiler. Like, I mean, the guy with the face. Then they had to put the face back on. He got to be... John Travolta eventually, spoiler, got to get his face back.
Nice.
But it was always weird to me, even as a kid. I'm like, switching faces? How does that... Like, could you not tell the bodies are different? Like, John Travolta was a little chunkier than Nicolas Cage? You know what I mean? Like, you'd be able to tell, like, hey, this is not the same guy, but apparently they explained that in the movie, but I never really understood how that would change things. What was the fifth movie?
The Rock.
Ah. Okay.
What is The Rock about? Is that about Alcatraz?
Yeah.
I think so, but...
I know there's, like, something green at the top of the building that's important, but, yeah, that's another one. I have no clue what it's about other than Alcatraz. It's one I watched when I was younger because I really liked Nicolas Cage from Con Air.
Yeah.
So I watched his movies.
That's one of those movies that, like, every older person's house you go into and they got that huge collection
of VHS
tapes.
They love The Rock. Every old person loves The Rock. My dad loves The Rock. I make him sad every day when I say the only Rock I acknowledge is Dwayne Johnson. Maybe The Rock should remake The Rock. Huh? Anything about
that?
Do
you have any VHS tapes left?
No.
Zero.
I mean, I'm
in your
at
house?
My house, zero. I'm sure I have some at my dad's house.
Yeah.
Still, that he's got left over, like, underneath the bookshelf. But
I'm pretty sure my mom's got a bunch of them, like, under, like, a cabinet somewhere.
I have zero.
Remember the VCR?
Gone too soon. Bring it back.
Yeah. Who would have ever thought the DVD player would become outdated?
Everyone realizes that it would have eventually became outdated.
And then the Blu-ray player. Is the Blu-ray player outdated
now?
I
got to be honest. I still kind of just get the DVDs.
Do you really?
I don't really get the Blu-ray.
Well, now Blu-ray is getting passed up by these 4K.
Yeah.
Now,
Blu-ray.
So.
I don't think Blu-ray caught on the way they thought it was going to.
Yeah, because it's so much cheaper to buy the DVDs. And
I just get the
DVDs. Most people don't care about
when
that.
When I go to the Redbox, it's like one's like $1.20, the other's like $2. I'm like, I'm just going to get the $1.20.
I pretty much do everything digitally now. Like on the Roku, you can just search the movie.
Overrated, you know? Underrated, next. Stick with us.
Underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag. Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right. Are y'all ready to play some overrated, underrated?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So, first up, we have UT Orange Pants.
I'm going to say the orange pants are underrated. I like the orange pants. I'm always much more inclined to enjoy the game if we're wearing orange pants. It helps me see the screen better, helps us stand out. Like, if we're in a road game and we're wearing all white, it's hard for me to even see the players. You know, it's hard to tell. Was that a player in a white uniform, or was that like a dove that flew by? You know what I mean? So the orange to me really helps to see the players, and when we're in the full orange, the creamsicles, I think they look good. I think it looks good, especially if you go up against a red team. That's one of my favorite things to see, all orange versus red. They would be great this week. I hope we wear orange pants on the road. White tops, orange pants. If so, we got a shot to beat Alabama. Underrated.
I got to say the orange pants are a little overrated just because everyone's acting like that's a part of the reason we won. Like, I'm not saying that the orange pants aren't cute, although, like, I wasn't crazy with the look. It's nice to put back in rotation. I'm cool with that. But I've seen some people saying, like, oh, this was the reason we won. We should wear the orange pants more. That doesn't seem like...
I think it makes a difference.
I don't.
You never heard look good, feel good, play good?
Mm-hmm. I've also heard just do your job.
Yeah, but sometimes sometimes you feel a little energy. You feel a little more like if we didn't wear the black jerseys against Carolina in 2009, you think we won that game?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes,
I don't know.
I still think
there's a different energy with the crowd. When we came out in those black jerseys, you remember that?
I think the energy with the crowd was like, didn't they fumble like on their first play or didn't something crazy happened to start the game. Didn't like we like jump on them pretty early?
The energy stayed. Yeah, but that crowd energy could have caused that fumble.
Mm-hmm. You think South Carolina was rattled by the crowd being loud?
It could be, yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
I think it can have an impact on morale. And it's one of those intangible things.
Do you have
things.
Better shows depending on what you wear?
It's one of those intangible things, yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Okay.
Like, what if I just surprised you one day?
And came in a suit?
That'd be pretty weird.
It was funny that one time we did the Butch Jones funeral, you came in all really dressed up, and we were just wearing like a black shirt.
Yeah.
You came in actual funeral.
I thought we were really
You came in actual funeral clothes.
I thought we were really going for it.
You did good that show, so maybe you're right. Maybe it did help. Maybe they are underrated, but I'll go overrated.
All right. Next up, we have cuffing season.
I'll say overrated. Year-round should be cuffing season. Just find someone you love. Find someone you want to spend your time with. You don't need a certain season to do it. Although I will say, this is a good time of year to be booed up, right? I mean, yeah, it's scary movie time, just movie time. It's a little chilly. It's a good time to cuddle up. It's holidays. Although, I go back and forth on this, to be honest, because, cuffing season runs from now until February 1st, right? January 15th. When's the official end of cuffing season?
I'd say by Valentine's Day.
It's definitely by Valentine's Day, but it extends through Christmas and New Year's, right?
Yeah.
Kind of feel like it should end before Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah. Especially if you're taking them for the holidays.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it should end before then because, if you're just randomly getting cuffed up with someone, I don't really feel like you should want to take them to Christmas. Take them to Thanksgiving, that's okay. Thanksgiving isn't intimate, right? Thanksgiving, you just go in, you got your whole extended family there, you go in, you eat, you talk. No one really bothers you, there's football on. Christmas is different. Christmas is usually intimate. Christmas, it's usually just your immediate family. So you're taking a girl or a guy home for Christmas.
That you just met.
That's got different levels to it. So, then you have to buy Christmas gifts. So I kind of feel like cuffing season should end.
And then they want to make...
going into December for sure.
Yeah.
And they want to make a good impression on your mom. So they may feel like obligated to get your mom something that puts pressure on them.
Maybe,
should I get your mom a little... what can I get your mom? I want to get her a little something.
Maybe the key here is And it's been a while since I've been a participant in this. But it feels like maybe the key is, we're just now getting together, so I'm not gonna take you home to meet my family. That's weird. We've just been in this for a month and a half.
Sounds like a good way to get broken up with.
It's just a risk you gotta take.
My sweet spot's mid-February because just missed Valentine's Day. My birthday's early March, so they gotta get me a birthday present.
February 15th.
Yeah. So Cam ghosts these.
Wrong, but thanks for the effort.
That's how you do it.
Cam ghosts these girls in February 1st, and then. February 22nd, Cam pops back up and says, I've just been going through some things, and thanks for understanding. Had some family problems I've had to take care of. We're on to you, Cam Black.
Yeah, I got to go overrated. I feel like February 15th should be cuffing season. February 15th through about March 15th.
Just a good month.
About a month right there.
A month of love.
Because you avoid the holidays. You don't have to buy anybody anything. You avoid all that pressure at Christmas.
It's nice to get things to bought for you, though, too.
Yeah, but there's so much pressure with that. The fewer gifts I have to buy, the better.
Okay.
I want to limit myself to
just a month. February 15th to March 15th.
Yes.
Just boom, a month.
Yes.
Very short meeting.
Yeah.
And then if it's not, you work it out in that time and you get hot girl summer. So, then you just cut it off and you figure
something out. Hot girl summer's over. Then we go to fat boy fall.
I guess it's nice to have somebody to cuddle up with in the wintertime, but
I
don't know. I mean, there's so much pressure with the holidays. Christmas, and then especially if you keep it through Valentine's.
I know.
It's just big holiday trying to separate you from your cash.
Big holiday trying to get your money.
That's probably where the term cuffing season came from. Big holiday probably started testing it in different markets, and it took off, and boom, there you go, separating you from your cash.
I don't think that's where it came from.
Who needs a girlfriend when you got cash?
Exactly. You
have all the girlfriends you want.
The Lakers are favored to win the championship. Are they overrated or underrated?
The Lakers...
We still do the drum.
If they're favored to win the championship, then you got to say properly rated because they're the best team in the NBA right now. between Kuz and LeBron
Kuz!
And Anthony Davis.
Between Kuz.
I mean, they're going to be.
Never has a player
you
been.
Them first.
Never has a player been more overrated than
Love
Kuz.
Love Kuz. Kuz is great. I'm glad they got to keep him while simultaneously getting rid of Lonzo. It's going to be a big year for the Lakers. I think that LeBron is going to come back with a fire in his belly. He's been, and everything, everybody just keeps criticizing him. But this whole thing this week with the political stuff in China, it's just, oh, LeBron, we hate LeBron. I'm tired of hearing negative things about LeBron. LeBron's about to come out on the court, and he's about to show everybody why he's the best player in the NBA, and he's always has been. Lakers winning the title, properly rated.
Ah, man. I like what you said, except the Kuz thing.
Kuz!
No, I can't say the Lakers should be the title favorite. I got to go a little bit overrated.
What, do you think Kawhi's going to win it 2 years in a row? You going to pick the Sixers? Come on now.
I think it's going to be Sixers versus Lakers. I just don't know where the Lakers are. I can't just say the Lakers are the best team already.
Why not? Go ahead.
Maybe I can. They got two of the five best players in the league.
Three.
Two of the three best players. Oh, you mean like two of the three best players, or
no? Three of the
top
10 best players.
Yeah, Kuz.
Kuz, yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Just say it.
This is a tough one.
It's all right.
I'm on record saying
say
this.
It.
I'm on record picking the Sixers.
Say it.
Did I pick the Sixers to win the East or the whole title?
You know the Sixers are not going to win
the title. It's going to be Sixers versus Lakers.
I don't think the Sixers will even get to the finals.
Well, you're an idiot. They're getting there. Pencil it down.
Just call somebody an idiot just because you disagree with them.
Write it down. Who do you think's
coming? Put that on the board.
Who do you think's coming out of the East?
Put that on the board.
Who do you think's coming?
The field. Put that on the board, Cam.
It's not a 50-50 proposition,
Cam. Sixers versus the field.
It's not a 50-50 proposition.
You're an idiot. You don't know.
If you want to pick a team, we will put it on the board.
I got the field.
Then I get like three board bets to one then.
Mr. Confidence.
Three board bets to one if it counts for three wins for me if they go.
No.
I'm not. It's on a coin flip proposition. No, I'm not doing that.
Well,
I'm not letting you goad me in by questioning my masculinity or my intelligence by saying that. No, if you want to give me three board bet wins.
You sounded confident in the Sixers. That's all I'm saying.
I am confident in the Sixers.
You said anyone that disagree with you is an idiot.
I said you're an idiot. I didn't say anybody who disagreed with me.
I'm taking the field, and yet for some reason you won't back up your
Make your case then. Make your case for the field.
I got a lot of other teams that could win it.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, boys. Let's not hijack the segment here.
Next
topic, LSU.
It's Giannis's time.
Oh, I forgot the drums. Oops.
LSU.
LSU's not the second best team in the country. LSU is overrated. Now, I don't necessarily know who the second best team in the country is, but I know it's not LSU. At least I feel like it's not LSU. They got a chance to prove it, but as of right now, I would say that it is not them. I think we're giving them a lot of credit for beating Florida at home. So what? You beat Florida at home. You're a 14-point favorite. It's like Florida isn't a team that can go on the road with Kyle Trask and expect to win.
Who's Bama beating?
Who is Bama beating?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me who Alabama's beating? When have I said a word about Alabama?
I mean, if LSU's not the number one team, it must be Alabama.
I never said a word about Alabama.
I know, but you said they're overrated.
There are more teams than Alabama, Crimson Cody.
Well, who else is better than LSU?
Oklahoma and Ohio State. Their quarterbacks are more dynamic. That's why I would say that.
Justin Fields.
Dynamic. LSU is overrated. Not the second best team in the country. Crimson Cody, of course, going to bat for Alabama.
LSU's underrated. As John said, they're not the second best team in the country. I agree. They're the best team in the country.
They are the best team
in the country. And LSU is going to go into Tuscaloosa.
Bayou Bengal McClure.
And they're going to beat Alabama this
year.
Would you like to go on record with that?
Yes, I'll go on record with that.
Put it on the board.
Yeah, put it on the board.
I got Alabama, you got LSU, board bet? Yeah, put it on the board.
Only if you put the Sixers versus the field
Absolutely
on the board.
Absolutely not.
Even money.
No.
Even money.
No. So you don't actually believe what you just said?
I do, but I don't know why it's automatically got to go to the board.
I was just asking how confident
you were. Put yours on the board,
I'll put mine on the record.
Put yours on, and I'll put mine on.
Pick a team, and I will. I'll take
Bucks.
Okay, Bucks versus Sixers.
I got Bucks and LSU.
I got the 76ers and Alabama.
They're on the board now.
Mm.
All right, we're on the board now.
All right, last topic, reusable straws.
I got to go underrated simply for the fact that the metal straws look so cool. You ever use a metal straw?
Yeah.
Those are cool. I want a metal straw just to keep in my pocket to take everywhere I go. Like, hey, here I am saving the environment, and I have my own straw. And if things go sideways, I could take this metal straw and jab it through your neck, so I got a weapon on me, too, at all times, bro. Step to me. Have you seen the metal straws? Those are cool. The paper straws, you can't reuse those, but those are stupid. I hate the paper straws.
Those are awful.
Metal straws, I like. Just take one, jab them through the top of your drink or through somebody's neck. Either way, multi-versatile.
I don't like metal straws. It gives you a weird metal flavor in your mouth when you're drinking your drink. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's just have a plastic straw. It doesn't matter. Nothing is changing in the world because you give up plastic straws. I hate to break it to you. Nothing's changing. You're not saving any lives. It's stupid. Just get your plastic straws and enjoy your soda like you always have. The metal straws. Here's another thing. Eddie Van Halen right now has throat cancer. And I think he has attributed it to keeping a metal guitar pick in his mouth for his whole career playing music. He's always kept his metal guitar pick in his mouth. So I don't think it's good to have metal in your mouth. I'm basing this completely off what Eddie Van Halen said about his metal guitar pick. He's now got throat cancer. And I just think metal in your mouth is a bad idea. And I think that not having plastic is really not doing any good at all. Just have plastic. Metal, overrated.
Cody, known turtle hater. All right. Y'all want another one?
No, that's good.
Yeah, if you have one.
Last call on the other side. Last call on the program is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle. Corey writes in, I think this question's for Cody McClure, can you be underrated if you are the favorite to win it all? He asks about your Lakers take.
So I said they're properly rated.
Oh, did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh. Corey said properly rated.
I think I did.
I feel like you said underrated.
No, I said properly rated. Check the tape. I'm pretty sure it was properly rated.
I'll check the tape later.
I do recall him saying properly rated.
Corey, what are you doing? And here I was agreeing with Corey.
You just assuming.
The egg is on my face. I am the butt of the yolk.
I don't appreciate some of your antics today.
I got you to quit chomping that gum, though. I'll call
you
it away.
You started with that. You skipped on two of my stories as I was getting ready to tell a story. I was trying to help you and the audience with the Roku thing. You cut me off. And now you're assuming.
That was one of your two stories we skipped, though, wasn't it?
No, you skipped my story about Leanne Walker adding 58
right?
penalty strokes to her score at the senior LPGA championship.
And what was the second one?
I don't remember.
I think it was the Roku thing.
It was the Roku thing,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Double jeopardy. Can't try me for it twice.
Yeah. Tested my intelligence.
Let's pop the brakes and keep rolling. You want to go first? You want to tell me about that LPGA person?
I don't give a damn about her anymore. I'll go second.
You'll go second?
I'd prefer to go second.
Connecticut woman. Oh, wow. Connecticut woman getting the same respect as Fardeman.
I love Connecticut
women. Connecticut woman bites off ex's finger and posts it on Facebook.
Jesus Christ. These Facebook people are just... You want to talk about a smooth brain. Good Lord.
Well... She bit off her ex-boyfriend's finger and posted it on Facebook.
Are people still on Facebook?
Yes, this woman was. That's why she posted it for everyone to see.
It's time to get off Facebook. All it is, have you seen the stuff in the news lately about Facebook and Zuckerberg? And I mean, he's basically just admitting to, like...
I feel like Zuckerberg's off the hot seat right now, isn't he?
There was a story the other day about how he's just basically admitting at this point to selling all your information to, you know...
I don't know, man. Just see what's going on with Apple in China?
I don't know. No, what's going on?
Like Apple's on the chopping block right now because they're
getting ready to make a pie or something?
They got caught sending a million people's information to like the Chinese government.
That sounds about right.
Apple users, you hate to see it.
I just think it's funny that you said Apple's on the chopping block. Like, literally.
Yeah,
you know,
I got
chopping block.
I got you.
I got you. I missed that.
Getting ready to
originally.
Make a pie or a cobbler,
you.
Maybe.
Yeah. We know you love apple pie.
I don't know about it in China. They probably don't eat apple pie in China.
I don't know. Like at first, they were letting the Hong Kongians download this app that basically tracked the police.
The Hong Kongians.
So I don't. What would you call them?
I don't know, but I don't think it's Hong Kongians.
What would you call them?
I don't know. The people of Hong Kong, maybe.
I meant no disrespect. I just move on.
What are they doing?
No, just forget it. If you got something better than Hong Kongians, let me know.
I don't. I think I said that the other day too. I don't know. I don't know what they're called. It's definitely not Hong Kongians, so it can't be.
It should be.
Okay. Let's see. A mom feels like the Walking Dead extra after something happened to her.
No, don't like that.
No.
Kim Jong-un channels his inner Vladimir Putin.
Yep. Is he riding a damn horse or something?
He rode a white horse on a sacred mountain in a propaganda shoot for equine. Except he was not topless like Vladimir Putin. Kim Jong kept his shirt on, but he did ride a white horse on a mountain. Apparently it was some kind of propaganda shoot for North Korea.
Also, the people of Hong Kong are known as Hongkongese. Hong Kongese.
Hongkongese?
Hong Kong.
Hongkongese.
Yeah.
Honking.
Hong Kongers.
Hong Kongers? Honk if you're oppressed by China.
Beep, beep.
You guys are going to get canceled.
Maybe.
Can't cancel what's already canceled.
It's true. Can't cancel someone who doesn't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't. We're good. We don't care.
Honk for your independence. Anyway, yeah. How about that? Hong Kongese.
All right. Good show today.
It's been fun. It's been great.
Sorry if we got start off on a bad foot. I feel like we were fine today, though.
I enjoyed the show today.
Do it again tomorrow. The Drive is up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.